rode on. Over green.
I think it's historical. When we look at the history of Australia, a lot of Aboriginal people in the late 80s, early 90s, and right up to 1970s were shifted around and off country, given colonisation occurred in different places. And so people were put into missions and weren't allowed to speak their language. Some people remain on country, so some people are strong language speakers, but others were decimated quite early. So Noongar language, where they were colonised a lot earlier, probably went a lot earlier. In this region, the same thing happened. I think there was up to 15 to 16 languages. We've only got 7 that we're working with at the moment that we have recordings for. There's Wajiri, Barimaya, Ngalawanga, Warianka, Ingara, Malgana and Nanda.
An opportunity to come together and talk about what makes language important, and I think like there's a language pun in there somewhere, but you know, people don't really get the space to talk about their language very often, so this, we're creating that space, giving it back to them. You know, that in years past, that language and language transmission and talking about language and talking in language was just everyday life. And I suppose for those of us who speak English, it is. But, you know, for a lot of these languages, there's no space in everyday life for this stuff anymore, apart from, say, you know, talking to your family or trying to talk about the kids when you don't want them to know what they're saying. But that's not enough space for a language to flourish and bloom. So we've planted the seed. Here we go. Here's where the metaphor starts. You know, we're planting the seed. We're giving people the chance to tend the seed and to regrow those languages on the countries they come from.
When I was a baby or very small, I was given to my nana and papa, and from my mum and dad, and I stayed with them when I was young, sort of right up to when I was 13, 14, and that's where I learned all my language from Nana and Papa. I'm proud of that now, that I've learned off them.
Do you hope that people down the track will start speaking Barimaya language?
Well, I hope so. Like, they get the offer from me to come forward, and the younger ones, to come forward and speak our language.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's never going to go on.
Yeah. Are you able to say something in Barimaya language for us?
I could say Nundu Wandiwagariangwa. That's mean where are you going?
Where are you going?
Yeah. And I could say Nanundu Gwanda. That's mean what are you thinking of?
What are you thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think you need to keep building relationships with your community. We are guided by the people in our community, the elders that are the speakers, and people living in communities. So very much so as a language centre, it's important to get together to have a talk, or a wangi they call it, every year or so, to make sure we're on the right track, but also to capture some really good information from our local people coming in from the different language groups, so that's not lost.
I suppose if I were to have a dream for Indigenous languages in this country, it would be that Indigenous people don't have to fight for a place for them, because so much of what we do, you know, people, there's historical trauma, and we should all know that, but Indigenous people still have to fight for their language. They still have to fight. Imagine being an English speaker, having to fight for your language, having to fight for the space, the respect, the place of your language in your life, let alone everyone else's life. It's unimaginable to you or I, or to anyone listening, you know, to someone speak English. For Indigenous people, having to fight for that makes their language become a part of that historical trauma. And that's not what it should be. Your language should be about joy and family and beautiful lived experiences. It should be something that we can be happy about. So I think that my dream is that, you know, in my lifetime, I will see a space in Australian society for Indigenous languages that's taken for granted, that we don't have to fight for, that, you know, no one has to go and bang down ministers' doors to get funding to do, that it's just a part of life, so that, you know, Indigenous kids 3, 4, 5 generations down the track can go, wow, this, you know, I've never had to think about the place for my language because it's always been here for me.
Won't call my name. If anyone's listening to this and they want to find out more about the language, what would you recommend for them to do?
What, for them to think what I'm talking about.
Do you like people coming up and having a chat to you?
If you want. That's mean you're good talking.
Well, thanks very much for your time.
All right, thank you. And the little princess played.